the most exciting thing you can start a show with.
Coming live from the 2SER studios.
This is a great show.
Across the park, 2SER. Sport.
And just go for a swim, but like deep.
Come on in, meatball.
Testicles.
Pointing at the doggy.
Gummy ball.
Pretty awesome.
In our worries, I have good footy.
Which part of that was
becoming? The real problem with that. Bloody. I can stand the prick.
Oh, bloody bird.
Let's not do this.
Oh, the corner injury. She got a corner injury.
Hello and welcome to Across the Park, a show that is a radio adaptation of the musical Cats. If this is your first time listening, hello and welcome to Across the Park. Or if you are a regular listener, hello and welcome to Across the Park. My name is Joel Kassam and tonight I'll be dissecting this week's sporting news and a few frogs with the following humanoid. That's right, it's a man who just built a giant kookaburra in his backyard. It's Mick Rad.
Hello. I built a giant kookaburra, did I?
Yeah.
When did I do that?
Man, I struggled for news stories this week, but some guy, I think in Queensland, in his backyard during ISO, built a giant kookaburra. Like, you know, Australia is famous for all the...
Oh, so it's got a big kookaburra. We've got a big kookaburra now.
Yeah, and it... I can't really remember. Maybe twice his size. He's okay. Just a normal adult human. And I mean, it's fairly big. It would have taken some time, but it does the, like, its mouth opens and it does the kookaburra call and everything.
I think we do good big things here.
That's what we do.
We're good at talking them up, and then you go and see them, and then they're like a big banana. I used to think it was massive. And then now I go past it in Coffs Harbour, and it's just like, it's not that big.
I'm not sure I've ever seen the big banana.
Surely you have.
Coughs. No, I don't think I have.
You ever driven to like Queensland?
Yes. Oh, yeah. No, well, oh, no have I? I don't think I have driven to Queensland.
What?
How long have their borders been shut?
Yeah,
no, I don't think I have. Anyway, I think I've only ever flown into Brisbane and Queensland. But even then, I was young. So.
Yeah. Well, you're never going to get in now because they're just not going to let any of us
exactly.
ever again.
And I don't see the problem with that. No, yeah. Come on. We have probably no listeners in Queensland, but if we did, we love you. Thank you for listening. If you are from Queensland and this is your first time listening, normally there is three of us on this program. Gabby Morris. Does Gabby have a middle name?
That's a good question. Let's make one up for her. Okay. Gabby
Abby.
Millicent Morris.
Millicent or Millicent?
Millicent. Gabby
Millicent.
Millicent Morris.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I like Gabby Abby.
Gabby Abby Morris.
Gabby Abby Morris.
What about baby? Gabby Baby Morris.
Yeah. So normally Gabs is here with us. Literally just before we went to air, she said she can't do tonight because she's not well, which is, again, long-time listeners of this program will understand that's quite a common occurrence with Gabby. Every so often, she does have to have a break, either from us or just because she's too sick. We're not sure. She's just always unwell.
Poor thing.
Poor thing, of course. We love
her. She's got a poor disposition or something. Or maybe she just gets too close to the 5G waves. not sure what it is.
She's definitely got a compromised immune system. But even still, she's not really going anywhere to get sick. So...
True.
It just finds her. And we don't know where in Australia she is at the moment. She likes to travel around to try and find the best internet and always fails. Yeah. We've been doing this show via this platform for about 8 weeks or 9 weeks now. Mm-hmm. Not once has she had good internet. Oh, no. I think one time she did at her grandmother's place.
Yep.
She did have good internet there. But, yeah, she does travel around a bit to try and get some good internet and always seems to fail. Anyway, that's Gabby.
We don't have to worry about it today because this is going to be technically perfect, this show.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk about sport, which we never do.
That's very true. We did talk just before we went and started recording about how clear the clarity of this episode is going to be, as if we're just back in the studio.
Exactly. Which we will be back in the studio soon, hopefully.
Soon, I hope, yes. Yeah. Now, you are actually back in the studio. You're not in the studio right now, but you are back at 2SER. What's it like?
I've been one of the very lucky few to be allowed back into the building because for about 5-6 weeks there, no volunteers were allowed in the building. But the last 4 weeks or so, the very select few have been allowed in one at a time to do programs. So Wednesday drive, I'm allowed to go in. All the drive presenters are allowed to go do their shows. And it's very eerie. Like you go in, everything's turned off, all the lights are off. All you see is that bottle of hand sanitizer and, and wipes on the desk. You turn everything on, start the radio station, do your show. No one, don't see a soul. Don't even know if anyone's out there. Don't even know if it's working. And then walk out.
Well, this has been a problem for 2SER. We don't actually know if we have been going to air.
Yes.
A couple of weeks ago, there was a storm and...
Good Friday, Joel.
Good Friday. Well, God, was it that long ago?
Yeah.
There was a storm in Sydney and the antenna on top of the UTS building that allows our radio station to broadcast was hit by lightning.
Unbelievable.
The chances are, I guess they're slightly higher as a metal pole up quite high, but still the chances are pretty bad and it absolutely destroyed the antenna. We had maybe a day or two there with... it was longer than that. It was almost a full week.
Yeah, we lost FM broadcast for about a week, which obviously if you're listening right now on FM, you would have gone, I missed Across the Park. But I think it happened after Across the Park. It was on a Friday, so it happened after our show. So we were like one of the last shows to go to air.
Not us, I swear.
But then you went up with a golf club onto the top of the building, and I think that attracted the lightning.
I've actually been up there. So we're in Ultimo, the 2SER building. Don't stalk us, but that's where we are. And next to
please stalk us.
The UTS, you can. There's no one listening. The UTS building next to us is quite high, and right up the top is where the antenna is, as I've just said. Have you been able to go up there before?
I've been right up the top. I've been outside as well.
Outside.
Area. And then you go out and there's like an actual antenna you can climb up, and it's an awesome view.
Right.
Yeah, I've actually gone up outside at the top. It's so good. It's where we used to broadcast from. Like that's where the studios used to be up there. And if you have the right connectors, you can actually go up there and broadcast as well.
Well, this is the thing. I actually have broadcast from up there. Yeah. So a few years ago, I had to fill in on a drive. It might have even been your drive show. I had to fill in.
Back in the day, yeah.
And something had happened there was a blackout at 2SER and we could only go to air from up there. And it was incredible. If I could find the photos, I'd put it up on the website for this episode. But like you said, the view is incredible, but you're so used to being inside a studio and then all of a sudden you're in like a closet with a computer that was made before time and a few little machines here and your own little tiny desk, and it's just incredible. Yeah. I think there was a computer, I had to like turn around to use a computer behind me to play songs. Like, well, I'm trying to talk into the microphone. It was just insane. It was such a good, experience. I don't know why we're still talking about that. Donations. People can donate to 2SER if they would like. And we would love that because, I mean, that's what we run on for the most part is donations. So
we feed it in. We just chuck the cash into like this burner and it just keeps the fires going and the antenna running. So plastic money doesn't work as well, but you know.
Yeah, we just need silver coins so we can build a new antenna.
That's it.
Mick, you...
And it's a good time of year to do it because it's tax deductible and we're coming to the end of the financial year and everything over $2 is tax deductible. And we would very much love your support. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you. Now, we've talked about Gabby. We've talked about lightning. How was your week?
Funny old week. Okay. As things are starting to get a bit back to normal, I'm getting even edgier, even fiddlier, even fidgetier to get out. You know, I'm just ready to go, you know, but it just can't, I want to go to the pub, you know, I want to go watch the footy like last weekend, but they were only taking bookings of up to 10 people and they wanted like big groups of 10 people. They weren't just taking single people going in there and having a feed and watching the footy. So I was like, So the last Parramatta game last week, I went and watched it at a friend's house, which is fine. It was nice. But it was, you know, I'm just dying to get out there, go to a pub, have some food, watch the football. But soon. Other than that, I don't know. It's the same. Work, home, walk, work, home. I got a new cat, though. We got a new cat.
You do have a new cat. What's the cat's name?
Pickle.
Pickle. Very nice. Pickle.
She's just a little street cat from Rhodes that got picked up and From looked after
the place or the road?
Yeah, roads like out near you know, Strathfield or whatever.
Yeah,
Homebush. She was in like a gang, and the gang was just causing problems, and they had to be brought into the station, given a bit of a rap over the knuckles, a bit of a jab, pulled out the sexual organs, and then handed out to people. Well, oh, you nice. Know, we adopted her, so she's only 5 months old.
I was going to say, she's a kitten. You're telling me she's been in a gang already?
Yeah. Oh, you know.
What a life.
When you're born on the streets, Joel, that's what happens.
When you're born on the roads, in the roads.
So, yeah, it's been nice having some company at home.
Okay. I'm very happy for you and your cat, whose name I've already forgotten. Pickle.
Pickles.
With an S?
No, just Pickle. Pickle. One singular.
Singular Pickle. Right. Yeah. Okay, there you go.
Now about you, how about your week? Have you had a good week? How's your day?
I haven't done much this week. Today was quite special though.
Right. Well, it culminated in today. What happened today?
Okay. Well, at work today we had, and now people may have heard previous episodes and I've spoken about this. I'm quite happy to admit it that I enjoy magic.
You were a budding magician at one point.
I dabble in the spirits, the witch spirits myself sometimes. We had a magician come into work and he was performing for, you know, everyone in like little groups, and I was just...
Why? Oh, because you maybe explain to people you work in a workplace where a magician coming to work is a thing. Like,
it's not a thing. I mean...
Staff?
Yeah, so I work with people with disabilities, and this was sort of a day for them where they could not really have to work that much and they could just enjoy themselves. And so the idea was to bring in a magician. And I mean, I was a little bit upset I was looked over, but that's okay. They got an actual proper magician in it, and I was so excited. No one else was as excited as me. Everyone was going up in their little groups watching like, that's good. And then I'm like, no. Look what he just did. Look where that card went. How did that card get in his pocket? Like, anyway, I love magic.
Oh, is it card tricks?
A lot mostly, of card tricks, yeah. Yep. And then a few other ones, but mostly card tricks. It's very
good. Can you do the card tricks? You've never shown us your magic skills.
Have I not?
I think so.
Oh, God. I don't even have a deck next to me. I have quite a few decks out in the lounge room. Such a nerd. They're next to my juggling balls. I'm so glad
Gabby's can you juggle too? I've always wanted to juggle.
I mean, I can only juggle three. I can't really juggle. But that's still better than you.
How do you know? I can
you
juggle
just
three.
You can't juggle.
I can juggle three for about 2 seconds. I can go one, two,
you throw three balls
then
in the air. Okay.
Yeah, see how long they land. Just stay up in the air for.
All right. That's it, really, for my day. Shall we talk sport?
Sure, because the footy's back.
Ooh. Well, yeah. I mean, they pulled it off. I, for one, have to admit that I thought it would never happen, especially this year. I didn't think the NRL would be able to come back. And yet, last weekend, all eight rounds were played. They managed to do it. As far as I'm aware, no one has got anything yet. I know James Tedesco for the Roosters didn't play last night due to a fever, which is not allowed. If you have a fever, you can't play. But as far
as... So do they scan... Because when I go into my workplace, they have a little thermometer and they put it in my head. Mm-hmm. And if I'm high, I'm not allowed in the building.
That's right.
I'm guessing they're doing a similar thing.
Exactly the same. And I did that at my work as well. Most people are doing that at their works as well. So, yes. So, he's obviously not passed the 37.5. The little thermometer's beat. And he wasn't allowed to play. We don't know the score because we lost recording this on Thursday. That doesn't matter. Last weekend, games happened. There were a few talking points.
Pretty lopsided games, a few of them.
Yeah.
But there was a couple of close ones as well.
It wasn't too bad. I really wanted to talk about the atmosphere first. Okay, round one was played in front of a crowd, if you can remember that far back. Round two was no crowd. And now they've come back with round three where they've not had a crowd. They've had a few cardboard cutouts in the stand as
problematic.
We'll get to that soon. But they've also had canned crowd noise.
Yeah.
So basically, and I mean, look,
this is really dividing people, Joel. Really dividing people.
Yeah.
The canned noise thing. It's like someone's got like a little dial and they've just got some canned sound. They've recorded a game one year, one time. I'm sure they've got it. And they just turn the dial up and down depending on how close the team is to the line. But it's even more advanced because they've got boos.
Have they?
When Well, like if the home team, even though there's no team that there, if the home team, something goes against them, they've got like a boo button, which makes it sound like, well, the crowd isn't happy with that decision or the team's scoring. I was really impressed. I thought it was actually quite clever.
The first couple of games that I watched, I was like, I don't like this at all. I don't. It just seems so weird. But when they film from just the actual field and you can't see any empty seats, you sort of forget and it just becomes normal. It just sounds quite normal. So, I'm divided because I don't know if I like it or not yet. I'll give it a few more weeks. But
I think it's great. I think it's good. And I think, like you say, when you sort of just have it on the background and you can, and I think it helps the commentators as well. Like I just feel like it builds that excitement. You know, it feels like you can ride with it. It's got to be bloody hard for the players though, I reckon, to get pumped up for a game to get, you're on attack and you're like 20 meters out and you're trying to score and the crowd can lift you and get you over there.
Yeah.
But they don't have that. They've just got some bloke on the sideline saying, "Come on off when you're finished there, mate."
Yeah.
And he's like, "I'm not fucking tired yet." You know, all the stuff that they say in the footy field that you don't usually hear. It's funny. But with the crowd, sort of fake crowd noise, you just sort of forget that they're just there by themselves. I like it.
So they also have the cardboard cutouts.
I knew this was going to be a problem. As soon as they announced it, I was like, this is stupid. I'm charging people $22 or something to get a cardboard cutout of themselves, supposed to be of themselves.
Yep.
But of course, people are going to put stupid shit on them.
I mean, we spoke about this before it even happened. We wanted to do the Across the Park, the three of us, wearing an Across shirt, the shirt and Park shirt. Yeah. Still think we should do it. $22 for advertising is very good.
Are they doing it again this week or are they?
I don't know. Yeah. And again, we haven't seen last night's game yet, so we don't know. So there was a few that stood out was a guy put his dog in there. There's a cardboard cutout of a dog.
Yeah.
Someone else put that scumbag Dominic Cummings from England.
Oh, the guy the parliamentarian who went up north to see his family or whatever. Yep.
Yes. But at Sunday's draw match between the Panthers and the Knights, someone managed to get Harold Frederick Shipman, who was an English doctor who is believed to be the most prolific serial killer in history, having been found guilty of the murder of 15 patients in January 2000. And they reckon, you know, there's estimates of more than 250 victims. And they've managed to put him on a cardboard cutout and pop him in the crowd.
Why would someone think to put that person on a cardboard cutout?
Well, I
just don't understand.
Because, like, I saw the picture and I didn't know who he was. He just looks like a very normal man, you know? And I think a lot of serial killers, people know them by their face. And so they've just picked someone random and thought, like, this is just a little sly thing. Maybe they'll notice, maybe they won't. And obviously someone picked it up.
Someone picked it up, obviously. And obviously it's probably made them rethink whether they do it at all.
Yeah.
But it's also going to make Matthew Johns rethink his tactics. Did you hear what happened on a Matty Johns show?
No, what did he do?
He did a bit of a skit where he had all his own cardboard cutouts. And he had a cardboard cutout of Adolf Hitler, which he put up into the stands for his show.
Right.
And said something inappropriate. And
of his own show or in the
on
crowd?
His own show, yeah.
Oh,
it was
okay.
His own thing. Like, and they made a joke about it and they had Adolf Hitler and it was just like, he got in big trouble for it. Everyone went, what the hell? And then he had to apologize.
Okay. Whatnot.
But it's just a perfect example of, you know, you give football, rugby league people an opportunity to do something like themselves, they're going to fuck it up. Like, they just, you can't give them that sort of control. It's just not right. Just give us a footy. We can watch it on TV. You can drink beers at home. That'll do.
Yes.
I think we'll be all right.
We'll stick with footy for a little bit longer because I want to talk about the Warriors. Now, they beat the Dragons. Sorry, Saints fan, block your ears.
Upset.
18-0. Massive upset.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
I think most people had Warriors not winning a single game this year.
Yep. I picked them, though. I picked them because I thought they are here in Australia now, stuck in Australia. They can't go home. And I feel like they're just going to be the underdogs all the time, but they're going to step it up. And I really think the Warriors will go all right.
All right.
I hope so, anyway.
I think, yeah, everyone's quite getting behind the Warriors at the moment because they basically saved the NRL.
Yeah.
Now, they recorded 44 consecutive successful sets of possession to open the match. So basically what that means is the first 44 sets they had, all the time they had the ball, they didn't drop it. There was no forward pass. There was no mistakes. 44 times in a row. That is a record. No club has ever done that. Yep.
Wow.
And it, not until the 75th minute did they make a mistake. And I think they made two after that.
And they won 18-0. And they won, is almost, you could call that a perfect game.
Nearly. Pretty much. Apart from a couple of mistakes, it's a perfect game. But in saying that, the Dragons hooker, Cameron McInnes, he made 75 tackles in that match.
Whoa.
That's the third highest in the NRL era.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. And look, these last couple of rounds. Wait, we've only had 1 week. No, yeah.
Yes.
This week has already thrown up all these interesting stats to do with because they've got this new rule where you get six again instead of a penalty when there's a ruck infringement, and all these tries are getting scored off the back of these six again calls, and there's a heap of them. But what's really noticeable is that the games are shorter. I think they're trimming like 4 or 5 minutes off a game.
Okay.
Because they're
no penalties.
There's no penalties. They're not stopping time. They're not all having a drink. They're not. So things are faster. There's more tries being scored. And yeah, I think it's really, really positive. I think it's
a
really cool change. Anyway,
I think it'll certainly suit a few teams more than it will suit others.
It won't suit the Storm, but who cares?
That's right. It's not going to suit the Storm. Well done. The depleted Knights held on for a draw against the Panthers. But not after the Panthers' 5-8, Matt Burton missed 5 chances at field goal. Why?
Yeah.
5 shots he had.
Left, right, short, like all over the shop.
Oh, that is just that. Like by the fifth time, you're like, come on, for fuck's sake. I've got it. Like, it has to go over at some point. Just ran out
the
of
Knights
time.
Only, the Knights had no half. I had no Mitchell Pearce. They had no, who's the other guy who got hurt? I had two people out. Hooker. Leo?
Yes.
No.
No. Yeah. Oh, God. We're terrible.
Forgotten. Anyway, I know the Knights. The Knights should have lost that game. Panthers had so many chances and the Knights came back and it was a really strong effort. I really like the Knights this year. And they didn't have fun playing.
I agree.
So, yeah. I
think the Knights they look good. All right. Any more NRL news?
Well, no, not really. We'll find out how real the Eels are when they play the Manly this week. Mm-hmm. I literally just did my tips while we were doing this segment. So,
oh, really? Were you just doing your tips then?
Yeah, yeah. Because I realized the game starts soon and I just have to get the tips in before.
Even you're bored of this show. What are you going to do?
I was relevant. I was going to ask for some help from the listeners. But by the time they hear this, we would have already known the score. But yeah, the Roosters. You know, last week I tipped the Eels to win 40-12.
Yes, you did, yeah.
I picked the margin. That was the correct margin. The actual score is 34-6. So if I'd just gone six less.
Yeah, one more try each.
If I just said Parramatta to win by 28, I would have got it exactly right.
You would have, but you didn't.
So tonight, the game that was on last night, Roosters and Broncos, starts very soon in our time, but you would have heard it by now. I'm picking Roosters to win 28-22.
Okay, you don't want to say by six? You're happy to go with
it. Oh, shit. Ah, damn it. By six, okay.
Okay.
Roosters right, by six.
All right. I think you're giving Brisbane way too many points. In soccer, the Danish soccer returned last week as well, and fans used Zoom to be a part of the action. So what they've done is they've built a wall down one side of the pitch, like a TVs, and it's basically just showing
people's faces
who are watching the game through Zoom. And they, you can see all their reactions. That the, obviously the players can see what they're doing. It's pretty cool.
How big are these screens? Are they big screens?
Pretty big. Yeah, big. I said TV. I didn't mean TV. These aren't like TV screens. These are quite large screens, and they just run half all the way down one side of the pitch.
This is probably a decent idea for Danish football. But imagine if they did this rugby league. Imagine how many dick pics there would be on the
Yes, the first thing I thought was nudity. That's the first place my brain went, and obviously the first place your brain went.
This is an Australian thing. Maybe this is what we think. Just drop the dacks.
That's so true. Like, you can see everyone. So, but I guess I don't know. I don't know if it, like how I haven't written down like how what level this Danish soccer is. Maybe it's not actually being filmed for TV anyway. I don't know. In netball news, Netball Australia has confirmed it's cancelled the Australian Netball League season.
Yeah.
This season. So it was meant to start in August, but they've just gone, it's not going to happen. And this is basic. It's not Super Netball, but it is the feeder for Super Netball.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. So that's,
I think a lot of local sport is doing that, just deciding it's too hard. The whole contact thing, I think, even though you might not be a full on contact sport, the sweat flying around and spit and blah, blah, blah. So I guess they're just covering their ass.
They have to. In some local sport, up in Darwin tonight, the Northern Territory's Women's and Men's Soccer Premier League, it will have already started. It's resumed tonight with a doubleheader at Darwin Football Stadium. They are the first sporting competition to welcome back spectators.
Oh.
Yeah.
How many?
Up to 500 people at a sporting event in the Northern Territory as of midday today. So there you go. They're first in the world, as far as anyone knows. Yeah. The first in the world to have crowds at a sporting.
That's a positive thing. Look, I agree that they can start doing that. They could bring in 1,000 people to a 30,000 seat stadium, and you can space out, right?
Space it out, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, but the thing is, how do you decide who those 1,000 people are going to be?
Exactly. Yeah,
it's tricky.
Mm. All right.
Quickly, other news. I know we're running out of time, but yes. The big other news this week is Premier League. English Premier League is announcing that they're back as well, and they're going to play the full season. They've got 92 games to go. And they're going to start playing them from the 17th of June. Yep. So about 2 weeks away, and they're going to smash through the remaining games. So have it all done by the end of July.
Okay.
But yeah, I'm excited.
What about
Liverpool
traveling?
Might actually win. They're playing in their normal stadiums. No crowds, obviously, but yes, they're all just, and all the games are going to be, there's no simultaneous games. So all the games will be one after another, like, well, on a Saturday afternoon, you'll watch like 5 games in a row.
I won't, but you will.
Yeah, yeah. And it's going to be pretty hectic, but a bit of fun. And, well, Liverpool only need to win 2 more to claim the title. So that's all
I'm waiting
for. Yeah.
All right. Very quick game before we wrap it up.
All right. Here, what do you got for me?
What's the clickbait story?
What's the clickbait story?
Yeah. Now, I had a much better game lined up this week, but we couldn't do it because Gav's not here, and I want to save it because I really like it. So this is one I actually wrote through the week, and I thought, I'll never use it, but here it is anyway because you're here.
So this is the B-grade game for the B-grade show.
Basically, yes.
Right.
Now, basically, this came about when I was just doing research for this show, and you know, if you scroll to the bottom of a page, and there's like little crappy, weird clickbait stories.
Yeah.
Okay. I actually started clicking on some to see how true they were to what they had written. For example, so I'm going to ask you what, we're completely out of time trying to just explain this.
Quick.
So I'll say one of the clickbait things, and you got to tell me what it's actually about. Okay.
All right.
If you were born before 1981, you should read this.
Oh, it's probably about like some medical thing that you're going to be infiltrated with a bug if you're born before then and you're likely to die. Is that right?
No, it's about cryptocurrency.
Of course it is. What has it got to do with them born before 81? Like,
nothing.
It doesn't matter
nothing.
What age you are.
Should I try?
Wait, it got you.
It did, and that's the whole point. Okay, this one clever trick most Mac owners don't know. Do it today.
How to throw it off the window. Done! Oh, I nailed it. Woo!
A Well, there goes our Apple sponsorship. All right, that's the end of the show, Mick. We have to wrap it up. That's it.
On your jolly.
That actually that wasn't too bad. Okay. See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.